Thanks for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I have the pleasure to speak to today?
John, this is John as well.
John,
and
nice
I'm
to meet
Yeah, I'm transferring over Anthony Uribe to you for Roundup.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the transfer.
No problem.
I'll take it
so me. Anthony, John's on the line for you, okay?
All right, man.
Hi, Anthony. Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. My name is John. I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. I'm assuming by speaking to me, you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Correct.
Okay. And were you or someone you know diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying the popular weed killer spray Roundup?
Yeah, me.
You? I'm sorry to hear that, Anthony.
Yeah.
And then do you know by chance the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you were diagnosed with?
I believe he said it was a diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
Okay. I'm sorry again to hear about your diagnosis. Before I go any further, I do need to confirm, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm, or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents for the law firm? Okay. So you're willing to affirm that's true? You have not?
No, I haven't done none of that.
Okay, thank you. All right. And then have you had more than one diagnosis for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Like, what do you mean?
Have you had another diagnosis for non-Hodge? Meaning, like, were you diagnosed, put in remission, and then re-diagnosed again?
No.
Okay, so this is your only diagnosis for non-Hodgkin lymphoma? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then you are an adult over 18, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, so you could file a claim legally on your own behalf.
Yeah.
I do need to ask, when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Do you have a date?
Yeah, I was like around, I want to say I was diagnosed around April 17th, 2022.
Okay. I've got April 17th, 2022.
Yeah.
Okay. And at the time of your diagnosis, you were over the age of 18, but under the age of 80. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then how did you use Roundup? Did you spray it at home or was it sprayed at work?
Spray at home.
Okay. And could you provide me the address to your residence that you sprayed it at?
3831 Royal Crest Street. Apartment number 5, also get to that, 89119.
Okay. Did you say Hacienda Valley?
No, Las Vegas.
Oh, Las Vegas.
The street's called Royal Crest. Yeah, the street's called Royal Crest.
Okay. I found it. 3831 Royal Crest Street, apartment 5, Las Vegas, 89119.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Now, this question has to do with referrals. Is there any other person that you know that also used Roundup and was also diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay, that's all right. And again, just to confirm, that was apartment 5?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Apartment 5, Las Vegas. And next question. Wait 1 second here. I'm sorry. I see something. I'm unfamiliar. One moment, please. Interesting. It's asking, do you have a birth certificate?
Yes, I do.
Okay, very good. And then what's your best guess for the number of years that you sprayed Roundup, approximately?
I would say like 8 years.
8 years? Okay, very good. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that 8-year period?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
I would use it like at least twice a week.
Twice a week? Okay. We'll ask more questions about usage in just a moment. Am I speaking to you on a cell phone, a smartphone?
Yes, cell phone.
Okay. All right, good. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Correct.
Okay, very good. All right, now I'm going to ask you some questions about other illnesses. Let me know if you've ever had one of these illnesses in the past. HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B?
No, none of those.
Okay. Have you ever had an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. And have you required cancer for, I'm sorry, have you ever required chemotherapy for cancer other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And is there any history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay. And again, the injury was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, regrettably. And now I can ask for your information. You're Anthony Uribe?
Yes.
Okay. Anthony is spelled A-N-T-H-O-N-Y?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get your middle initial, please?
D.
D as in David?
D as in David. Yes, correct.
Okay. Thank you. And Uribe, is that spelled U-R-I-B-E?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Anthony, do you have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay.
No.
And your gender is male, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then what is your marital status?
I'm divorced.
Divorced? Okay. So that'd be single. All right. And I do need your social security number to go on the authorization to release medical records. Can I have your social, please?
That's us. 626-427257.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have 626-427257.
Yep.
Okay, great. And then your date of birth, please.
September 7, 1990.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. September 7th, 1990.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Did you... Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Huh? No, go ahead.
I was going to ask, did you hear about this connection through an advertisement, or were you told at the diagnosis?
Social media.
I'm sorry? Social media?
Social media, so, yeah.
And when did you first see that social media advertisement?
I've seen it probably like about, I would say about a few months ago.
A few months ago?
Right.
We're in November.
Yeah.
If I said 3 months earlier, that would have been, say, August.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll say August 5th, 3 months from today's
date.
August 5th, 2024. All right. Now I'm going to ask for your height and weight characteristics.
Okay. My height, I'm 6 foot. Right now, I weigh about like 180, 190.
Okay, I'll put 180. All right, 6 feet, 180. All right, if you do meet the criteria, I'll have you sign a legal agreement which authorizes the law firm to represent you to get a settlement, but also send you copies of any forms that you sign to your email address. Could you provide me your email address?
Yeah, I'll spell it out to you.
Sure.
It's L-O-N-E-L-Y. one5738@gmail.com.
Okay, that's easy. It's lonely15738@gmail.com. Okay, and you spelled it out for me. LONELYONE5738.
Correct.
Okay, and we already confirmed this phone number, 702-628-0291, is your smartphone. And if you do meet the criteria and you do sign the legal agreements today, it would appear that we're done, but there is one final step that you'll have, and that's a case verification call with the law firm. They do want to speak to you in person or over the phone just to quickly confirm that you used Roundup and that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And they'll take that opportunity to also confirm that it's okay to submit the authorization for medical records. That, again, will that be a case verification call that's going to happen sometime between now and, say, the next 48 hours, but it could take up to 2 weeks, okay?
Okay.
What would be the best time that you can be reached by the law firm, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay, very good. And then could you estimate for me the number of times per year you use Roundup?
Number time. Per year?
Yeah, correct. We talked about the total number of years, and we got an estimate for the total number of years. Now,
I mean, I've used it like twice a week, so I mean, I'm not sure what that would be in a year.
Would that be all months in the year?
Yes.
Okay, so there's 52 weeks in the year, so we're talking well over 100, about 100 times a year?
Yes, correct.
That's an extensive exposure. All right. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Okay. And could you provide me the approximate dates you started using Roundup and when you approximately stopped using Roundup?
I started using it like in July 12, 2014, and I stopped like around March 11, 2022.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you. I've got July 12th, 2014 is when you started, and you stopped roughly March 11th, 2022. And
Correct.
why did you stop using Roundup?
Started getting sick.
Okay, started getting sick.
Started, yeah, and I just stopped doing it. I just couldn't figure out what it was.
Okay. All right. And then did you apply it monthly? I think you answered that question already. It asked when was it applied, and you said twice a week. So I went, the options are seasonally, yearly, monthly, and I put monthly. All right. And how did you use it? Did you apply it using a hand
Spray
sprayer, or
bottle.
was it spray bottle? Okay.
It's just a weed killer, the spray bottle.
Okay. That's the spray. All right. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, not really. Just try putting gloves and stuff like that on, but I didn't. I really put just the gloves.
Okay.
Nothing else. That's it.
Okay. So you did use protective gear in the form of gloves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll make a note of that. Where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied?
Honestly, I'd probably say about 5 by 5 feet.
Okay. Thank you. And what was it? Was it a patio? You live in an apartment. Was it in a patio area?
No, it was like, because outside our apartment right here, we have like this patch of like dirt and stuff like that. And I used to grow stuff there. So I used to grow like fruit and stuff like that, like small things,
Okay.
like tomatoes and stuff like that. And yeah, so I would use that whole area right here.
One second, I'm just typing up an explanation of how you used it and where.
Yeah, I know, because I have a, it's like a hobby of mine, to be growing.
Okay, did you say 5 by 5 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's
Could have been.
my, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Here's my explanation. Used at home to maintain a small garden area cover, a small garden covering an area approximately 5 by 5 feet.
Yeah, I would say about so, yeah.
Okay, all right. And then the state that you used it, that was at home, and that was located in, where was that? That was in Nevada.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and you used it a residential in a residential setting, and then you were directly exposed to Roundup because you personally sprayed it. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And because you directly used it, I mean, because you directly sprayed the Roundup yourself, you were present 100% of the time.
Yeah.
All right. And then the next question is, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? And that would be your best estimate.
Just this time.
Geez, if you used it 8 years and it was 100 times,
Yeah.
the math would indicate that you used it in excess of 800 times in your lifetime. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I put, 800. And then
Oh, okay.
do you live near a water well?
No, I don't think so.
Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. Back to product. What type of Roundup was used? Was it the concentrate or premix?
Mixed.
premix, okay? And do you recall when you purchased, where you purchased it, and when you last purchased the product?
Yeah, I purchased it. It was at a Home Depot.
Okay.
It's the Home Depot I always go to.
Do you recall when you last purchased the product?
No, I don't recall. Last time I purchased it, probably like in 2022 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I purchased it at the Home Depot.
Okay, got it. Just making a note here.
That's fine.
Okay, so for this question, I responded with purchased from the Home Depot and likely last purchased during the year 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any evidence of purchase, for example, like store receipts or credit card receipts or even photo evidence or video evidence?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good.
I got like receipts or something.
What type of receipts? Would they be store receipts or credit card receipts or both?
No, credit card. I got invoices.
Oh, very good. Okay. You have receipts. Excellent. And do you have any Roundup in your possession? An actual bottle?
I don't at the moment, no. I got rid of all, like, I'm not going to keep those type of stuff, you know?
Okay. That's okay. Have you ever smoked?
Smoked?
Okay.
No.
Are you currently employed?
I am.
Okay. Can I get the name of your employer, the address, and your job title, please?
I'm a dispatcher for a company.
I'm sorry?
I'm a dispatcher for a towing company.
Okay.
Yeah, for phenomenal towing.
Is that in Vegas?
The address is, yes, it's 2039 West Bonanza Road. I just barely got the job like 2 months ago.
Well, congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Phenomenal, that's spelled P-H-E-N-O-M-E-N-A-L.
Yep, correct.
Okay, phenomenal towing. And could you provide me that address again? I'm sorry. To the employer?
2039 West Bonanza Road.
Okay, 2039 West Bonanza Road.
Correct.
Okay, and that's in Las Vegas?
Correct.
Nevada. Do you know the zip code there?
Not too sure.
Okay.
I'm not too sure. It's pretty started, so I'm not too sure.
Let me see if I can just Google the address, and it, perhaps it'll come up West Bonanza. Mm-hmm. Road. Looks like Nevada 89106.
Yeah, that's correct.
And Bonanza Towing comes up to that address. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Excuse me. 89106. All right. Okay. Have you lost any time from work due to treatments related to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, I wasn't working at the time. Only my wife is working at the time, my girlfriend, whatever.
Okay. Thank you for your girlfriend that was there, your wife and girlfriend at that time. All right. Have you ever been in the military?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for a bankruptcy?
No, never.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, Anthony, I'm going to walk you through questions about medical treatments and diagnoses. We'll start with the diagnosis. Do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Hold on. Let me pull my things up.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Sorry. His name is Dr. Alex Michelino.
Can you spell that for me? Did you say Alex?
Yeah, it's
A-L-E-X.
Yeah, Alex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then last name is M-A-K-A-L-I-N-A-O.
Oh, I found them. He's an oncologist in Las Vegas?
Yes, correct.
Dr. Alex Macalano. Macalano?
Mm-hmm.
Macalano. Okay. Thank Macalano.
You.
Is this doctor also the same doctor that treated you?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. And when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from this doctor, was the diagnosis made in the hospital setting or was it at his clinic, his office?
It was in his clinic.
It was at his clinic?
Yeah.
It was not in a hospital? Okay. And do you know the name of his clinic?
No, it was. I was at the same hospital.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What was the name of the hospital?
I wasn't sure. It was on St. Rose Dominican Hospital.
St. Rose Dominican Hospital?
Yeah. It's at 3001 St. Rose, I believe it was. In Henderson.
Okay, got it. Yes, okay. All right. So Dr. Macaleanal diagnosed you at St. Rose Dominican Hospital?
Yeah.
Okay,
correct.
Very good. Give me 1 second here. And is this hospital also the hospital that you were treated at?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And the treatment was under the direction of Dr. Alex?
Yes.
I'll say Dr. Alex for short. Okay,
yeah,
very good.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me here, okay? So I'm entering this information. So for the address for Dr. Alex Macaleanal, I put the hospital address. And then for the phone number for doctor, I will use the hospital's phone number.
That's correct.
And this is where we'll get medical records, and then everything else will come populate with the medical records. All right.
Correct.
Bear with me here. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Would you say negatively affected your physical health?
Yeah. And not just that, but I haven't been able to work. My girlfriend's been the one working, so.
Okay. Negatively impacted physical health. How about your emotional health, your emotional well-being? Has it been difficult with emotionally?
Yeah, it has. Causes issues and stuff with my girlfriend and stuff like that, you know?
Okay.
I was just surprised she never left me, you know?
All right, I got it. Yeah, she's a good person. To support you,
yeah.
To be by your side. Okay, so how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? I responded with negatively impacted physical health, emotional well-being, and financial stability.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then do you have medical records in your possession that indicate or confirm the cancer diagnosis?
Not with me, no, but I know the hospital has all the records.
Okay, good, okay. That's right. And then next question I have for you is, when did your treatment for non-Hodgkin lymphoma begin? You were diagnosed
on... What was that?
I couldn't hear you. When did your treatment start for non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
When did my what?
Your treatment. Treatment begin?
You're breaking up.
Sorry. When did your treatment for non-Hodgkin lymphoma begin?
My treatment began, I would say, around May 10th, 2022.
May 10th, 2022? Okay, very good.
Yeah.
My name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line, and I'm calling
you in regards to the Roundup lawsuit, correct? Oops, May 10th, 2022. Okay, thank you. All right, and then what type of treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin lymphoma? Did the doctors have to do a stem cell transplant?
Well, the treatments they did was they did lymph node surgery, and then
okay.
They did oral chemotherapy, and then they gave me pills too. They gave me pain medication as well.
Okay, got it.
They gave me like morphine and stuff like that.
Okay.
When they did the surgery, they removed like infected like nodes in like tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just make a note here. Medical treatment included pain medicine.
They also gave me pills too. Like, I'm not sure what they were called, but they were pills for like against the cancer stuff.
Okay, all right, understand.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, and then are you still living at that same apartment?
Yeah, I barely had moved here.
Okay, so that's your current residence is 3831 Royal Crest Street?
Correct.
Okay, apartment 5?
Yes.
Okay, bear with me here. Let me just type that in.
And do you know the subtype of your,
Okay, thank you.
What subtype was your non-hospital?
3831 Royal Crest Street, apartment 5, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89119. Okay, got that. All right. So the law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This prevents, this is a precaution that prevents disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Yes, I would like to list Wendy Arroyo.
She lives with you?
Yes.
Okay, Wendy. W-E-N-D-Y?
Yes, correct. And Arroyo is A-R-R-O-Y-O.
Okay, thank you. A-R-R-O-Y-O?
Yes.
And she's your girlfriend. And her phone number,
yes,
please?
It's 702-289-9455.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it right. Wendy Arroyo, phone number 702-289-9455.
Yes.
Okay, great. And do we have permission to contact her?
Yes, correct.
Okay, very good. Right, and then you, okay, so you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. So the law firms we work with would like to speak with you to verify that you have used Roundup and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, and then get your permission to submit the authorization for medical records that you and I are going to sign today. When you and I are done signing, we're finished. However, don't forget that case verification call that will occur sometime between now, ideally in 24 to 48 hours, but it could take up to 2 weeks. And I will text you my name and my phone number along with the name of the firm. So if you don't get a call from them, you're welcome to reach out to me and let me know so I can kind of get the law firm to get in touch with you, okay?
Gotcha.
The next step is to send you the authorization for legal representation, along with that authorization for medical records. Before I send the forms, I just want to review my work to make sure everything is in good order and accurate. Starting with, you're filing a claim for yourself, and of course we've confirmed Anthony D. Uribe. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name and your last name. We've confirmed your social and your date of birth. You, unfortunately, were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on April 17th, 2022. And it was a diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. And we had confirmed your email address, lonely15738 at Gmail. We've confirmed your phone number. And then we gathered all the questions that we had, the survey questions that pertain to this lawsuit. Everything looks good. In a moment or two, I'm going to be sending you a text message. That text will have a link to the forms to sign. Have you ever signed documents electronically using your smartphone?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good, good. So this will go by quick. Bear with me. I'm just, let me fix something here. By the way, did you have to go to a separate medical facility for a treatment of your cancer?
No.
Okay. It was all done at the St. Rose Dominican Hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Correct. I just wanted to confirm. Okay, thank you. All right. All right, now I believe I can send you the document. Okay, Anthony, by now you should have received the text message with a link to the DocuSign documents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
And what you want to do is you want to click on that link, and you'll agree to SMS messages. And then you'll see a page that says, please review and act on these documents. Just below that will be my name, John Maurer. I'm the gentleman, the case intake specialist that interviewed you. And then below that, you'll see a box that you'll need to put a check mark in, and that'll agree to or allow for electronic messages and signatures, or electronic records and signatures, I should say. And then then you can actually begin utilizing the yellow navigation button, starting with start and ending with yellow finish. When you hit that start button, it's automatically going to take you to each place on the page that requires either initial or signature. And the program will even allow you to create your own, create a signature for you. And then when you're done signing, you'll hit the yellow finish button, and that let me know when you've done so, okay?
Okay.
Because once you finish, I'll have something to do on my end, and then we're done.
Okay.
So you became aware of your injuries and they're related to the roundup, but when you went to the hospital and you got your diagnosis, right, on E21-2020? Okay. What's your height and your weight?
I think I did it already.
You did? Okay. Let me take a look at this, Anthony. One moment, please. Yes, I see that you have completed the authorization for legal representation as well as the authorization to release medical records. We're almost done. We're just about done. I'm going to send you a text message. As I said, I would send you a text message with my name and contact information. Be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker. They're the ones that are interested in taking on your case. They'll do so once they actually hear from you to confirm that you did use Roundup and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and you've given them permission to submit that authorization for medical records you signed already. That call, like I mentioned, should happen between now and the next, ideally 2 days, but it could take up to 2 weeks. If it takes, if you don't get a call in 2 weeks, call me.
Okay.
I want to say thank you for letting me help you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together. The very fact that unknowingly you had used Roundup all these years and you had no idea that it was contributing to, it eventually contributed to a medical diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But in spite of that, you are about to have great legal representation from a reputable law firm, an experienced law firm, experienced in litigating against billion-dollar corporations such as the makers of Roundup. They provide great service. So you're about to get representation from a very reputable firm. So that's a good thing. Bear with me here, Anthony. I'm preparing that text for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I just sent you a text message with my name and contact information.
I got it.
You got it? Okay, I'm going to send you one more text.
Yeah.
Okay, Anthony, Anthony, I just sent you a final text.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, you got it. Perfect. That's the text to remind you to be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker. And I did provide you their phone number just in case. And if you have, if you have any, if you'd like to do research, you can just Google Pulaski Kirker and you can see, learn more information about the firm that's about to take your case. We are all done. But again, I mentioned, don't forget the case verification call. That is our final step. If you get calls for the Roundup lawsuit, just let them, just find out quickly if it's Pulaski Kirker to do the verification call. Because if it is not, they're just trying to sign you up. But if it is, it's your final step. All right.
Okay.
If you have no other questions, I want to say thank you for, again, allowing me to help you. I'm sorry about the unfortunate circumstances, but you're in good hands. And if you have no questions, I want to wish you a good rest of the day.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
And, take care, okay? You have a great day.
And I hope you do well, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye, Anthony. Take care.
No problem.